Washington, D.C. I got a lot of evil there, but we're getting it out step by step. A lot of evil. A lot of bad people. A lot of bad people. A lot of fake media. Look at them. A lot of fake media.
Thank God
NBC is perhaps worse than CNN, I have to tell you. And MSNBC is horrible.
Check it out!
It's 1999. I'm on Meet the Press, a show now headed by Sleepy Eyes Chuck Todd. He's a sleeping son of a bitch, I'll tell you.
That sounds awfully harsh. Why can't you be a little more supportive?
Number one! Time is running out!
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
Fun lovers and truth seekers, you have come to the right place. It's Live and Local Now. Wow. I get all excited. Because today is the day that we work all week to get to. You think we could do the Friday song? I wasn't planning on it till later, but I just feel the need. Here we go, ladies and gentlemen. The best day of the week.
Oh, man. What day is it?
It's Friday.
Friday.
Wall to wall.
It's Friday.
Friday.
Wall to wall.
It's Friday.
Friday.
It's Friday. Come on, you know what day it is. It is Friday. It is the day after. It is the day after Thursday. I just love the Friday song. Thank you so much for indulging me. We got folks from all across the country in places like Greeley, Colorado, and Miami, Florida, Kansas City. They're all asking for the Friday. Sometimes they ask for it on Wednesday. They can't wait for the end of the week. So they said, let's force it. For those of you that don't know, a guy that I worked with back in the 1980s, and one of the top professional wrestlers, maybe in the history of that industry, Handsome Harley Race, his friends called him HR. And he was, I don't know, 7-time world champion, 6-time world champion. I mean, world champions, that's one of those things that it depends on who you were working for. He worked for the NWA. He worked for WWF, which became WWE. He is in all of the wrestling halls of fame, but he died at the age of 76 yesterday. And my fond remembrance, and again, for those of you that don't know, back in the day, I was one of the wrestling commentators that did wrestling. I worked out of Kansas City. I worked out of Charlotte, North Carolina. And so I saw HR on a regular basis. He lived at the time, still, I think to the day of his death, still had a home in Leawood, Kansas, which is a little suburb, a rich suburb of a rich suburb of Kansas City. But he was just a consummate professional. I mean, he really was. And I've traveled with him. Did those squirrely interviews that you used to see. That pencil neck geek, I'm going to squeeze him like a grape. Yeah, that kind of thing. But he had a great voice, a gravelly voice, but was one of the nicest people in that industry that I ever came across. So Harley Race. Handsome Harley Race. And we've got some audio, do we not? Do we have some audio?
I'll wrestle any man, anywhere, on the face of God's green earth.
You're looking at the world's heavyweight champion, the man that can truthfully say that he can beat any man in the world.
I am what I say I am. I am an original. I am the ultimate in my profession.
I am truly world's heavyweight champion, and there's nothing, not a thing on the face of this earth that's going to discredit me.
Wow. Yeah, the late great, handsome Harley Race, dead at the age of 76. Now, I want to get some polling. For those of you that don't know, we had two debates, Tuesday and Wednesday night, and it was in Detroit. And here's the problem for the Democrats. It didn't move the needle at all.
Funny comedy.
I know. The key takeaways, according to the Morning Consult, they have been polling this. 2,400 responses from Democrat primary voters on August 1, yesterday. And here's what they found. Roughly one-third of Democrat primary voters still want Joe Biden. 32% said they still want to see the former vice president on the ticket.
This used to be a nice neighborhood.
Yeah, a little different now. That figure has not shifted much. No candidate saw movement outside the survey's margin of error of 2%. So nobody went up or down more than 2%. It did not move the needle like the Miami debates did, where Kamala Harris made the quantum leap into the top tier. Marianne Williamson, despite having a breakout night, did not attract more than 1%. So, now, let's go to the audio sound bites, because last night, yesterday afternoon here Pacific time, the president went to Cincinnati, again, Ohio, battleground state, Rust Belt, and packed the place, like 20,000. This was the president. Let's go to cut two, and the president attacking Democrats on health care. Here it is.
Democrats have never been farther outside the mainstream. Liberal politicians want to eliminate private health care and force everyone onto the government plan. Remember the lies from the previous administration. If you like your plan, you can keep your plan. If you like your doctor, you can keep your doctor. 28 times, one lie after another. 28 times it was said, and it turned out to be a total lie. My administration is defending your right to choose the plan and doctor that is best for you. We're offering right now plans up to 60% cheaper than Obamacare, and we will always protect patients with pre-existing conditions. Always, always. What? Virtually every top Democrat also now supports late-term abortion. And then you'll have like a governor of Virginia. It's not only late-term abortion, it's killing the baby after the baby is born. How about that? Think of that. Think of that. That's why I've asked Congress to prohibit extreme late-term abortion, because Republicans believe that every child is a sacred gift from God. Democrats are now the party of high taxes, high crime, open borders, late-term abortion, and they're the party, frankly, of socialism. The Republican Party is the party of freedom. We're the party of the American worker, the American family. We're the party of the American dream.
I just love that. I absolutely love that. We're going to take a break. We'll come back. Coming up, more from the president's speech. It was a rally speech. They had like 20,000 in the arena and thousands more outside the arena in 100-degree temperatures. We'll get to that and more coming up. Live and local now.
Hi, this is Diamond and Silk. If you can see mountains in Nevada, listen to Kevin Wall on the Nevada Talk Network.
Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? Hey, Kevin Wall here. I'm happy to inform you there is a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you choose your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access healthcare. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family, that's mom, dad, and all kids. This is the way healthcare should be. For information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com. And regain control over healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
Mayhem is everywhere.
I'm a gravel truck. I'm busy laying the foundation for your city's newest suburb. And since it's such a nice day out, I thought I'd go topless. With 20 tons of pebbles loaded into my trailer bed, what's the worst that could happen? Now you're stuck behind me, and I'm about to make it rain. Rocks. Uh-oh, maybe I should have put a tarp over that. Now you're swerving, but there's no avoiding this downpour. Better watch out for that guardrail. And if your cut rate insurance doesn't cover this, you could get pelted with repair bills. So get Allstate, where agents help protect you from mayhem, like me.
Let Sam Peters make sure you have the insurance protection you need at a price you can afford. To get a quote today, call Sam at 702-870-4000. That's 870-4000. Subject to terms, conditions, availability, and coverage selected.
See what the personal service of an Allstate agent can do for you. Are you in good hands?
Hello, this is Jared Fisher. I'm a business owner, community thought leader, and I ran for governor in 2018. As the owner of Las Vegas Cyclery and Escape Adventures, I know the importance of exercise and spending time in the outdoors. And I know the amazing outdoor experiences we have in Nevada. Las Vegas Cyclery has kids' bikes, affordable hybrid mountain bikes, and gift cards. We also have a wide variety of the latest e-bikes, which allows anyone to ride a bike, especially for those who want to ride a bike again but have some limitations. For more information, visit LasVegasCyclery.com. We're located at 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215. Our phone number is 702-596-2953. And for those of you who are interested in a more extended outdoor experience, visit EscapeAdventures.com for gift cards and a one-of-a-kind outdoor adventure. EscapeAdventures.com.
Here's Chuck Hutton from Sahara Motors with a message every businessman should hear.
For 8 years, we have offered the Ken Cleaver special to anybody that comes in, and you'd be amazed at the number of people that still come in, and once the deal's all set and done, go, oh, by the way, what about our Ken Cleaver special? And they automatically get that additional $100. I really appreciate all your hard work.
And the only place that Ken Cleaver special is offered is right here on this radio station. And let's face it, if we're bringing people into Sahara Motors in Ely from all over the state, wouldn't you like to invite people into your business? You want to invite nice people with money to come spend money with you? Then give us a call, 775-293-1875, or you can email us, nevadatalknet@gmail.com. Invite more business into your business. Do business with this radio station. We'll be glad to help you. Let us know what's on your mind. Like us on Facebook, facebook.com/NevadaTalkNet, or visit our website, nvtalk.com.
It's Friday, all righty. A wop, bop, a loo, bop, the weekend's here. I don't care if it rains or freezes, as long as I got my plastic keys riding on the dashboard of my car.
Yes, yes, yes.
I can go 100 miles an hour, as long as I got the almighty power. You don't care for my pair of bunny knives.
Oh, you got to love it. For those of you that have supported the president, you would be very proud of his performance last night in Cincinnati. Because not only did he complain about the Democrats and essentially threw down the gauntlet to Democrats. I mean, the race is on for the 2020 reelect. But he unveiled a new program. And this is something I think all of us, Republicans, Democrats, Independents, Libertarians, I think all of us love this idea. And that is bringing down the price of prescription drugs. The president unveiled a new program just yesterday. A brand new program that's going to save people tens of millions of dollars. Here is the president, cut seven, last night, yesterday afternoon, our time, in Cincinnati, Ohio. Here it is.
We've launched a historic initiative to reduce the price of prescription drugs, including a plan to allow companies to import lower-cost drugs from other countries. It's a very unfair system. Our country pays the highest prices in the world. Last year was the first time in 51 years that drug pricing for prescription drugs actually came down. Now we're going to bring it down by a lot. We're going to bring it down a lot. And now, so other countries, here's an example. Canada pays half the price for a lot of drugs that we do. So we have a great governor in the state of Florida, Ron DeSantis, calls me up. Doing a great job, Ron DeSantis. He was at 3 and he went to 70. That's a pretty good increase, right? Ron DeSantis is a great governor. And he comes to me and goes, you know, if you buy the drugs, if we buy the drugs, because this is so botched up, we have a middleman, it's not a good situation. He said, if I could go and buy the drugs from Canada, I could save 50%. I said, do it. Do it. And if you can buy them from Europe, because the system, like, remember I used to scream when I was winning states and not getting the delegates that I was entitled to? And I'd say, the system is rigged. Well, the drug system is rigged. It's rigged. So if we can buy the same drug made by the same pharmaceutical company from Europe or from Canada or from other places at a big, deep discount, we're doing it and we're giving them the right to do it. Just happened today.
Amen to that.
I think that's great. Now, one of the things the president did is he reached out and he engaged the leadership in the Democrat Party in the Congress. That means Nancy Pelosi. That means Chuck Schumer. And essentially challenged them to vote for two pretty logical, pretty reasonable proposals that would take care of a couple of different problems that we face today. Let's go back to Cincinnati and the president challenging Democrat leadership to vote for two GOP proposals. Here it is.
Nearly half of all the homeless people living in the streets in America happen to live in the state of California. What they are doing to our beautiful California is a disgrace to our country. It's a shame. The world is looking at it. Look at Los Angeles with the tents and the horrible, horrible, disgusting conditions. Look at San Francisco. Look at some of your other cities. And then you have a governor. You have a governor that invites the whole world to come into California. We'll pay for your health care. We'll pay for it. And then you wonder why so many people are coming up. They're coming up because we're the hottest economic country in the world, but they're also coming up because you have people like that governor saying, come on up, we'll give you health care. Come on. Who wouldn't come up? Who wouldn't come up? How crazy is this? How crazy is this? Schools, health care. Today I have a simple proposal for Democrat leaders to support legislation to end illegal migration, and we will use the vast savings to rebuild our inner cities. That's the way we should be doing it. That's what we should be doing. And by the way, you know, they keep talking about, oh, the voters, the voters, the voters. They want all sorts of security. What about a thing called voter ID, voter identification?
Amen to that.
How's about that? That's what I thought was great about the president. It wasn't just a bitch session, you know, complaining. There were tangible, viable, reasonable proposals that the president brought up. I think it's tremendous. By the way, this hour of Live and Local Now brought to you in part by Ichabod's Lounge, featuring old school Vegas atmosphere. In fact, it's one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing cash giveaways and payouts. When you're in Las Vegas, you got to stop by Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos. Coming up on the program, more from the president's speech last night. He was borderline brilliant. I mean, he really was. And one of the things the president did was he pitched results. You know, I mean, every presidential wannabe gets up on the stump and promises this and promises that. This president pitched results. Results-oriented campaigning. I love it. And I'll be really honest with you. I'm glad he's doing it, because this makes more sense. People in the African-American community, Hispanic community, Asian community, look at the results. The results are amazing. We'll talk about that and more coming up. My name is Kevin Wall. It is Friday. It is Live and Local Now.
I say this calls for action, and now, nip it in the bud.
Where Nevada comes to talk, making radio great again.
You know, for a place called Taco Time, they sure do have a lot of really good burritos.
Ironic, isn't it?
I don't know what that means, but look, they've always had the Big Juan burrito.
Uh-huh.
And now they got the other Juan burrito.
Well, what's the difference?
I'm so glad you asked. Both have beef, cheese, and sour cream. But the Big Juan burrito has refried beans and Spanish rice, while the other Juan burrito has black beans and cilantro lime rice.
Which one is better?
Whichever one you want.
Try the Big Juan burrito and the other Juan burrito, only at Taco Time, where real ingredients make better food.
Hi, I'm Charlie Jones, here with your invitation to join me 9 to midnight, Sunday through Thursday, right here where Nevada comes to talk, making radio great again. Beginning at 9 p.m., I'll lay it all out. We'll digest the news of the day, keep an eye on world events, take a hard look at those pesky social issues, and dial in a good sharp focus on the ever-changing American news landscape, and mix in your perceptions and observations from your phone calls. So tell your friends I'm here tonight, and I want to talk to you. 9 p.m. to midnight, Sunday through Thursday, right here where Nevada comes to talk, making radio great again.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The federal government's jobs report for July has been released, and it shows around 164,000 new jobs added last month. That's above the economists' forecasts, in most cases, of about 154,000 or 10,000 jobs less. And it shows unemployment remaining unchanged at 3.7%. President Trump was talking about the economy at a campaign rally in Cincinnati last night.
The era of economic surrender is over.
The Washington Post reporting the Trump administration may be on the brink of reaching a deal under which the Taliban in Afghanistan would agree to a ceasefire and renunciation of al-Qaeda, allowing the United States to bring home around 4,000 of the 14,000 U.S. troops still stationed there. And this is USA Radio News.
At Walgreens, we know that your day doesn't stop for diabetes. So when you've got places to go and people to see, count on Walgreens every day to get expert diabetes advice 24/7. Find all major brands of testing supplies like Walgreens True Metrics in-store and online. And download tools to help you stay on track, like our 5-star mobile app with Pill Reminder. At Walgreens, we are your diabetes go-to. Stop by and talk to your pharmacist today. Walgreens, trusted since 1901.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less, guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called the Tax Doctor, and the Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS, and they're able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-631-9241. 800-631-9241. That's 800-631-9241.
Money, 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 money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-847-0225. 800-847-0225. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-847-0225. 800-847-0225. 800-847-0225. That's 800-847-0225. NMLS number 1136.
Let us know what's on your mind. Email NevadaTalkNet at gmail.com or call 775-293-1875.
Hi, Anderson. I'm ready for my interview. Are you ready? Well, let's go. They call me AOC. It's special to be me. I'm fantastic, so enthusiastic. I have a great new deal.
I just love this. I absolutely love this. By the way, this hour of Live and Local Now brought to you in part by Liberty HealthShare, offering an affordable healthcare option that allows you to enroll any time of the year, even today. Check it out. 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit lightyourliberty.com. By the way, want to congratulate my friends in Virginia City. The 33rd annual Hot August Nights is kicking off this weekend, and my understanding is it's a sellout, and that's absolutely great. Congratulations to the Hot August Night. Every time I do this and I get to like August 1, August 2, I go, oh my God, it's time for Hot August Nights, and indeed it is. Just to give you a look at the roadmap, we're going to be joined by the president and CEO of Pacific Research Institute, author Sally Pipes. The book is The False Promise of Single-Payer Healthcare, Why a Single-Payer, even within the Democrat Party, is at issue. Yeah, we'll get to Sally probably about 10 o'clock. 10:30, Wayne Allen Root, he was traveling yesterday, could not join us, but he will be joining us today. about 10:30. Rico Aller, our eyes and ears in Northern Nevada, will join us as well from beautiful Dayton, Nevada. We will do that in due time. That's coming up just after 11 o'clock. The president was in. Yeah, I know. Just the facts, sir. Just the facts. One of the things I loved about the president's speech yesterday in Cincinnati, it was about a 4:15, 4:20 speech, and it ran long. I mean, as he said, if I stuck to the teleprompter, this speech would have been done a long time ago. But the president was stream of consciousness, and he was great. But the one thing I loved about it is that unlike a lot of politicians who use speeches like this, rally speeches, 10, 20,000 people in a big arena, one of the reasons why they turn me off is all they are is just a big a bitch session, gripe session. Yeah. The president, on the other hand, not only cited the problems, but cited solutions. And he pitched results. This is cut five, by the way. Pitched results to voters in Ohio. Listen to this.
Ohio is doing better today than it's ever, ever, ever done before. It's the best it's ever done. So what's going to do? A guy like a sleepy Joe Biden is going to come in and say, but I can do better. I can do better. He wants to go back to sleep. Together, we will continue unleashing the power of American enterprise so every American can reach their fullest and highest potential, tremendous potential. Our country has such tremendous potential. You know, we've had the last week, we've had the highest stock market in the history of our country. That means 401ks. That means jobs. But there's tremendous potential to go up. We have tremendous potential to go up. With your help, we will elect a Republican Congress to create a safe, modern, fair, and lawful system of immigration. We will enact trade deals that ensure more products are proudly stamped with those four beautiful words, made in the USA or made in America. Why the one? You can use either one. Made in America, made in the US. We will achieve new breakthroughs in science and medicine, and I see what they're doing. I see it. They show me the things we're doing in our country today. There's never been anything like it. We will be ending the AIDS epidemic shortly in America and curing childhood cancer very shortly. We will defend privacy, free speech, religious liberty, and the right to keep and bear arms.
I absolutely love that. That makes me so happy when I hear the president speaking like that. And in fact, I'm going to let you hear more because one of the things the president has done just in the last couple of speeches, he did it in Greenville, North Carolina, and he did it yesterday in Cincinnati, is he renewed his promise trashing socialism. Let's go to cut six. This again, the president of the United States in Cincinnati yesterday.
Tonight, we renew our resolve that America will never be a socialist country. Never, ever, ever will it be a socialist country. What label they use, a vote for any Democrat in 2020 is a vote for the rise of radical socialism and the destruction of our great, our beautiful, our wonderful American dream. We're not going to let our country ever go down the route of socialism. You must never forget that the 2020 election is about one thing. It's about you. I say it again. I say it all the time. Never happened before. There's never been a movement like this. They've had movements. They never went. They won a state. They did well at a state. We won 32 states. There's never been anything like it. There's never been anything like it. But this movement is about your family and your future, and it's about the life and the fate of your country.
Now, a lot of you are wondering, the presidential wannabes on the Democrat side, when is their next, debates will be, and it might be a single debate, because we don't know who's going to qualify. We will know it by the end of this month, but we don't know yet who's going to qualify. Thursday and Friday, September 12th and 13th. If only 10 people qualify, it will end up being one night. We're not sure which night, the Thursday the 12th or Friday the 13th. Wouldn't it be great to have debates on Friday the 13th? I would love that. Now, if you're wondering how this is going to work, the criteria is going to be much tighter than for the first two debates. 20 candidates qualified for Miami and Detroit. And this is kind of a do or die thing. And the criteria is going to be a lot. In fact, who has made it? Joe Biden has made it. Cory Booker has made it. Pete Buttigieg has made it. Kamala Harris has made it. Beto O'Rourke has made it. I know. Bernie Sanders has made it. And the folks that are close to making it are Julian Castro, Andrew Yang, and Amy Klobuchar. The others have no chance. De Blasio, nope. Doesn't look like it's going to happen. Wow. Suffice it to say, there are going to be a lot of folks that don't make the cut. It's like the PGA, where you got to get till Saturday to make the cut and all that. That's what's weird about this. That a lot of these presidential wannabes, De Blasio, Bennett, they probably will not make it. Andrew Yang may not make it. He thought he made it. In fact, he announced to the world that he had made it and then found that the DNC kind of changed the rules in the middle of the game. Stick around. More to do as we continue. It is Friday. Inching ever closer to the weekend. We're here. It's now. Live and local. Now.
Where Nevada comes to talk, making radio great again. The official radio stations of the Vegas Golden Knights.
I'm Byron Bergeron, and I'm a lawyer. Now, I know that people don't like lawyers, but think of it like this. I'm here to level the playing field so you get a fair shake. Let me give you an example. You get into a wreck. Your insurance company wants you to think it represents you, and its priority is your best interest. You know, good hands. The truth is, its priority is its checkbook. And its shareholders. If it's to their advantage, they will throw you under the bus so fast, you'll think the mayhem guy in the TV commercial is driving. I have only one client, you. And I can keep these companies in line because I have only one shareholder to answer to, me. I answer my own phone. I return my own phone calls. And other than my wife and two babies, the most important people in the world are my clients. 775-229-3736. 775-229-3736. 3-6. When you need the field leveled so you can get a fair shake, call me.
Attention business owners. Are you struggling while waiting for your customers to pay on their net 30, 60, or 90-day invoices? Can't get a business loan? Have no equity? Bad credit? Or maybe no credit at all? Then you need to call AmeriFactors right now. AmeriFactors will give you cash for your invoices and there's nothing to pay back. We simply buy your account receivables, and if those clients don't pay on the invoices, we take the loss. We give you funds based on your account receivables, not your credit. And 98% of all applicants are approved. It's that simple. With AmeriFactors, there's no more waiting for your customers to pay. We give you the funds up front, then we wait for your customers to pay us. Fund your business today. Call AmeriFactors right now.
800-712-8087. 800-712-8087. 800-712-8087. That's 800-712-8087.
Thanks for listening to the Nevada Talk Network, where Nevada comes to talk. Our programming originates on the beautiful Georgetown Ranch in Ely, Nevada, over KELY AM 1230. For nearly 70 years, the news source for White Pine County. In Sparks, Reno, Carson City, you're listening to KNNR 1400 AM. In Battle Mountain, you hear us on 98.5 FM, KNNT. In Hawthorne, Nevada, over 98.7 FM, KAVB. In the Amargosa Valley, on 101.1 FM, KPKK. And in Pahrump, we're available on KPBM Television, channel 46.6. And in Fallon, Nevada, we're available on KNVR FM, 102.5 FM. Thanks for listening to the Nevada Talk Network, where Nevada comes to talk.
Are payday loans ruining your life? Do you want control over your money again? If you have two or more payday loan cash advances, listen closely. You may be eligible for a program payday loan companies don't want you to know about. A program that may help get aggressive and unfair payday loan companies out of your bank account and get you back on track to financial freedom. Payday loan companies may trap you into paying outrageously high interest rates, and they take way too much of your hard-earned money every week. We understand their tactics and know how to keep them off your back. We'll fight hard to help you regain control of your money. If you have two or more payday loan cash advances, call right now for a free consultation.
800-380-4429. 800-380-4429. 800-380-4429. That's 800-380-4429.
Let us know what's on your mind. Like us on Facebook, facebook.com/NevadaTalkNet, or visit our website, nvtalk.com.
I really want to care. I want to feel something. Let me dig a little deeper.
No, sorry. Nothing.
This hour at Live and Local Now, brought to you by Sam Peter. Peter's Family Insurance. Sam holds Allstate's premier agency designation and ranks in the top 10% of Allstate agents nationally. Auto, home, life, retirement, you name it, they got it. Call Sam right now. He's waiting for your call at 702-870-4000. Ask for a free review of your insurance. That's 702-870-4000. Now, why do you ask? Would the president go out in the middle of summer to one of the hottest places on the planet, Cincinnati, Ohio, and simply put, it was a battleground state that the president won, and it will continue to be a battleground state, and the president underscores the importance of Ohio to the reelection strategy. Listen to Mike Pence. He's the vice president, and he warmed up the crowd explaining essentially why they're there.
My fellow Americans, it is great to be back in the Buckeye State. But I got to tell you, we're here for one reason and one reason only.
and that's that Ohio and America need four more years of President Donald Trump in the White House. The campaign to keep America great is on. You know, what began 4 years ago has grown into a movement. A movement of everyday Americans from every walk of life, in every state in this nation. And here in Ohio, you led the way. Here in Ohio, you believed we could be strong again. You believed we could be prosperous again. And you said yes to President Donald Trump in 2016. And Ohio, I know you're going to say yes to President Donald Trump in 2020. Because it's all about results. And I think there's only one way you can describe the last 2.5 years. It's been 2.5 years of action. It's been 2.5 years of results. It's been 2.5 years of promises made and promises kept. But we're just getting started, Ohio.
That is how the evening began. Here is how the evening ended, with the president wrapping things up in Cincinnati, Ohio.
2 days ago, I spoke at the 400th anniversary of the first representative legislature assembly at Jamestown, Virginia. It was beautiful. It was incredible. I must tell you, I was reminded of so many great things in our country. We have been blessed with such a remarkable and priceless heritage. We are the greatest republic on the face of the earth, and we are going to keep it that way. Every day of my presidency, we will never forget that we are Americans and the future belongs to us. The future belongs to all of you. The future belongs to the greatest movement in the history of our country. With your help and your devotion and your drive, we are going to keep on working. We are going to keep on fighting. And we are going to keep on winning, winning, winning. We are one people and one family, saluting one great American flag. We all share the same home, we all share the same heart, and we all share the same love of Almighty God. Together, with the great and proud people of Ohio, we are making America wealthy again. We are making America strong again. We are making America safe again. We are making America great again. And with your vote in 2020, we will keep America great. Thank you, Ohio. Thank you.
I love any rally that ends with the Rolling Stones. I don't care who you put on in the middle of this. It's great. It's great when you end a rally with the Rolling Stones. I'm sorry, but it's true. I want to give you a quick roadmap of the road ahead, so to speak. Sally Pipe's going to join us top of the hour. We've had Sally on before talking about healthcare. There isn't even a unanimity or consensus among the Democrats. I mean, they can't agree on Medicare for all.
Nip it in the bud.
No, but they can't agree. If they can't agree, how can the rest of us?
Pow, pow, pow.
Good idea. Anyway, Sally Pipes will join us top of the hour. About 10:30, we'll be joined by Wayne Allen Root. He's supposed to be on yesterday. Normally he's on Thursday, but he was traveling, and we caught him just as he was landing across the street at McCarran International Airport. But he'll join us. And then 11 o'clock, Rico Aller. Rico Aller from Carson Insulation, our eyes and ears in Northern Nevada. We'll get the lowdown from a guy. And by the way, I probably don't tell the story enough because I know we churn audience and we're always adding new audience to the program all across the country. But I will tell you this, that Rico Aller has an amazing personal story. He was a successful businessman, a politician in the People's Republic of California. He sold insulation and sold all kinds of stuff. Had a good-sized business. And then he decided he'd had enough. So he moved much of his financial empire, not all of it, but much of it, from the People's Republic of California to Carson City. And has since moved on to Mound House, that big blue building that you see on Highway 50 East. That's his.
That was totally wicked!
I know. But his personal story is amazing. And maybe we'll get into that today. Just because I know a lot of people never heard the story of how he got into business, made it a good business, and then the regulations, the taxes, you know, the burdensome regulations just became too much. We'll hear from Rico Aller coming up about 11 o'clock. Stick around. More to do as we continue live and local now.